platform workers, amen. As always, like I said, that song, Mark sent it to me. I said, Mark, I wish I would have sent it to John. Amen. Because I told Mark, I said, Mark, I said, I've never played that song, but if you sing it for me and send me your singing, guess what he did? He recorded himself and he sent it to me. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So here I am. Amen. Listening to the harmonies of Mr. Gambrell. Glory to God. Amen. And that's how we were able tonight to go through and fulfill, glory to God, the song service that our song service, amen, fulfilled and did. Amen. Tonight, a sermon entitled, If Only, out of the book of John, chapter 11. Just go to chapter 11, amen, and then we'll just go from there. John chapter 11. See the words, amen, if only. What it does is it focuses on the dangers of living in regret. We say things like, if I only had. The powers of conditional faith, if only I would do. See these phrases, amen. What they do is they often highlight human weaknesses and the need for God's grace to move, from passive longing to active trust. One illustration is the only, of regret. David, while longing, while being pursued by Saul, famously longs for the water from the well of Bethlehem, sighing, if only he could have a drink. This right here illustrated how if only, what it does is it speaks to the deep regret of longing for something in the past rather than trusting God for the present difficulties. See, how many know that every single one of us here in this place have many if onlys? You can sit here and tell me all kinds of things, all kinds of different situations, and each and every one of those will be something that happened in your past. Or something that is happening that you wish to happen in your future. But what about your present? What about, your present? Here in, John 11, 21. In the, New Living Translation. It says, now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you only had been here, my brother would not have died. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your work. We thank you for your word. Most of all, God, we thank you for your presence. Speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, see, if only, it just keeps you and I living in things that already happened. Here, amen, we see, if you go to the beginning of chapter 11, it says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Here it is, amen, while in Bethany, Jesus receives the word that Lazarus, listen, Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus loved, amen, Mary. He loved Martha. He loved, amen, listen, Jesus loves everybody. But he had a special relationship with them, and he spent time with them, amen. The anointing oil that Mary wasted, amen, that many said, you are wasting this. It was better. You could have given it to the poor, but Mary understood. Amen. Listen, when you and I truly understand, amen, we see God truly moving, amen, powerfully in our lives. Jesus waits. Lord, you need to come now. Jesus is like, I got things I got to do. No, Lord, come on. We have to come, Lord. You're wasting time. My brother is sick. Just like that, Jesus said, what are you doing? See, Jesus waited 4 days before going, amen, to see Lazarus. What was the reason? See, Lazarus was already dead when Jesus got the news. 4 days he was in the grave. So why didn't Jesus act immediately when he was told of this? See, in verse 3, Lord, behold, he whom you love, it was like they're trying to persuade him. You have to do more for him than anybody else. Can I tell you? The word of God says that God is not a respecter of persons. So the way he treats you is the way he treats you, is the way he treats you, is the way he treats you, is the way he treats all. In verse 37, and some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? See, those that were there, they asked the same thing. See, how tonight do the if-onlys affect you and I here in this place? One man said, this was a quote, I didn't sin one time before I was 30 years old. I felt I could honestly blame every fault upon my mother. I thought if only I could have a different mother. How many times tonight have you and I heard or even said ourselves, if only I had enough money, if only I had not had that accident, if only I had a different husband, if only I had a different wife, if only I had different children, if only I had, if only I had, if only I had. If only I were married. If only I were not married to you. Come on. How many know that we say those things? See, if only things were different. Can I tell you, I found myself speaking those same words. Some years ago, my parents, they were already in their early 80s. And they were going into a Rite Aid pharmacy. Rite Aid no longer exists. They went bankrupt or they closed down every pharmacy. But my parents, amen, they were already in their 80s. They were already very frail. And as they were getting ready to go into the store, a car is backing up and it hits them. And my parents went from bad to worse. My dad, he had just gotten surgery some years before that. And, what that accident caused is it caused them for him not to be able to walk anymore. And now my dad has to be able to, walk with a walker. He can't go or do the things that he used to do. What they say is that that incident or accident, my mother was already, in a stage of dementia. And many people say that that accident accelerated it because of the drama and because of the trauma that it caused my mom. See, I began to say, God, if only that had not happened, would my mother be here today? See, it became personal. See, many of us here in this place, we say those things. If only. If only this. And how many know tonight? You can have a list of if onlys, but you're still living in the past. You're not bringing any of the if onlys to the future tense. Because if only, cannot exist in the future. It's, can you and I trust in God that he has a future for you and I? See, secondly, a backward look, it can cause permanent, or it can be permanent. Remember Lot's wife. See, the if only becomes permanent when you allow what happened to become who you are. It's when we allow those pains to become the basis of now every aspect of who we are. See, many people, they have great expectations, but they're still living in their past. See, the word, do is a better word. Lord, you can do all things. See, verses 21 through 27. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Can I tell you? It went from my brother is dead to now her getting excited because Jesus says, your brother is going to live. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again, in the resurrection at the last day, Jesus said to her, I am. Isn't it wonderful when Jesus, when we see the word of God tell us, and Jesus speaks to you and I, that he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Even whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. See, we see Jesus moving Martha from the past to what he is able to do in the here and now, the present. They say, if only, then respond, amen, with a better word. Someday, see, someday might, amen, someday this will happen. See, many people say someday, someday, but what about today? Can God do, amen, in you? Not someday, but today. Someday, but what about today? See, as Christians, we are not to live in the past. And can I tell you one other thing? We're not to live in the future also. We are to live in the here and now. Verse 25, the word of God says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. See, not only for the future, but for the here and now. See, I am means now. See, God's time is not what he is going to do with you later, but what he can do for you now. See, the Bible says that Jesus wept. See, Jesus loved them. Jesus, had a heart. Listen, can I tell you tonight, if you were here, Jesus would do the same for you and I. See, God understands all things. He cares and he feels our pains that we go through. See, Christ died for guilty sinners and suffered, for the innocent as well. The Bible says that it rains on the just and also what? So it doesn't matter. God died for all. See, God died for our iniquities. It says the transgressions, were upon him. Jesus wants you and I to be able to see that he cares for you and I. Everything that you go through, he sees. See, the healer of our hurts is also the one who feels when you and I hurt. See, Jesus did one thing. He took action. He had, the stone rolled away. The King James, says these words, that he stinketh. In other words, he's been dead. He's already smelling. See, Jesus revealed, the corruption that you cannot, listen to me, that you cannot confess to God what you will not acknowledge to yourself. Psalms 39:23, the book of Psalms 39:23. wrote the wrong one. It says, remove the gaze from me that I may regain strength before I go away and arm no more. See, to move into the present, one must look at the past and see, amen, what it and see it as what it is. You need to ask yourself, what need is within you and I that is being, amen, fulfilled by the pain that you and I are holding on to? Can I tell you? When you and I hold on to the pains, we are not letting the present be able to bring a resolve. See, when we say things like, if only I had, what we're doing is we're expressing the pains of what we think is a bad decision that we made. See, Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus prayed. Can I tell you something, beloved? Jesus prays for you and I. The Bible says that he is seated at the right hand of God, amen, petitioning on our behalf. See, receiving the promises of the Word of God, it doesn't bring forth if only. It says if you believe. Let me ask you tonight. Do you believe what God can do in your life? Or do you feel yourself that you are stuck in a situation that you can't get yourself out of? Or do you and I believe? Yes, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. See, when we find ourselves stuck, we are saying, I have no resolution. Can I tell you, that's not what we have in God. That's not what we have in Jesus. Because the Bible says, amen, that Jesus had Lazarus untied and unbound. See, unbound, amen, hallelujah, unbounded him. See, damage done to us by, amen, people. Jesus is there to be able to heal you and I through his prayers and getting us, amen, in touch with the right people that are going to be able to help guide us through what you and I are going through. Can I tell you, I cannot tell you how many times that I have been going through a very difficult time in my life. And then I get a text. The people that I've gotten texts from, one is in Guasamara, Guasamara, Guatemala, Guatemala. Amen. And the other one is in Mexico City. These two men have no idea of what I'm going through. But yet I get a text. And if you can only see it. One is Gerson Reyes. He's from Guatemala. And the other one is, amen, last name, or Manuel Vasquez. They sent me a text. And everything that I was going through, they wrote it on the text. And they said, I'm praying for you and I'm believing that God is going to help you get through. Who told them that I was going through that? Who told somebody in thousands of miles away in Guatemala. Who told, amen, in La Jusco, there a suburb of Mexico City. Who told, amen, these two men everything that I was going through, amen, and what they did is they encouraged me that I can overcome this. Can I tell you? There's going to be times that things are going to happen in your life. And then somebody's going to tell you, I'm believing God for you that he's going to help you. I'm believing God that the Lord is going to break through in these areas of your life. See, Jesus heals because he places people, the right people, that are going to help you get through, because the Lord already knows, because he knows before things happen. And he places these people before you. Can I tell you, that is what a church is all about. And I close with this statement. See, we worship God. Listen to me. We worship God and we minister to those tonight that are hurting. Because that's what God allows you and I. That when the line of if onlys are now replaced, not if only, but if you can believe. How many people here, you believe that God can help you? How many here, amen, believe that God can help you? Let's put our words now placed into actions. And let's not live in what we've gone through. Allow the pains, amen, to rule our lives. But let's allow the Spirit of God to now guide us to be able to overcome through those pains, amen, that we've gone through. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place, you're not right with God. You're here in this place, you're backslidden. You're here in this place, you are away from God. Your heart tonight is not right. Different situations have happened in your life. And now you've distanced yourself from the living God. But God tonight wants to help you. You're here in this place. Lift it up quickly, quickly. Lift it up. God wants to help you tonight. Lift it up quickly. God wants to help you tonight. El Señor te quiere ayudar en esta noche. Levanta la mano. Si estás aquí o estás apartado o nunca te has entregado tu corazón al Señor. Church, we need to leave the if onlys. We need to leave them in the past. If only I had. If only I was born. If only I had different parents. If only I had a different husband, wife, son, daughter, boyfriend, girlfriend. If only I lived on the good side of town. If only I had a better car. If only I lived in a different state. You know, we just got done with conference. And what happens is, many of people, they begin to say things. If I only went to this church, the church that is hosting the conference, then my life would be better. See, we forget that we were saved for a purpose and a reason. And God touched our lives and placed us. See, I said that many of times when I used to go to Chandler. Because Killeen was a lot smaller. It was only 65, 70 people. And I would go to Chandler. And I would say, if I can only be in a church like Chandler. But yet we stayed and God began to move upon Killeen. Couples began to come in. Lives began to be touched. People began to give themselves unto the Lord fully. The church grew. The church grew. And the church grew. See, God placed you and brought you to this perfect place as he brought me and my wife to this perfect place. So that you can be used in the present tense for the glory of God. Will you allow God tonight to help you? Stop living in your past. Stop living in your regrets. Stop living in the things that you can, that you have no control over. And allow God to help you in the here and now. Can we do that tonight? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Maybe you need to speak to God. Will you allow God to help you to begin the healing process of your life? Will you allow God tonight to begin the healing of your life? Amen. Take it off. Slowly, slightly. This is the air I breathe. Amen.
This is the air I breathe.
Oh, allow Jesus to help you, church.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living,
oh, Jesus,
in me. This is
God,
my daily bread.
God, a son of Nolo Shiara Bando.
This is your very word, spoken.
Oh, if only I had,
to me,
if only this,
and
we're living in the regrets of life. We're living in the regrets of life. We need to let God to be able to heal you and I.
I'm lost without you.
Oh, Lord, abandu. We cannot live and allow the devil to have the advantage of our lives, into our lives. We need to allow God to help us in the breakthrough that we are living. You've asked God. Tú lo has preguntado a Dios y lo has pedido a Dios. I want to be able to see my family and my daughter. De poder ver a tu familia y a tu hija. But in time, God is going to give you that. Because he's seen you be faithful. Y el Señor te lo va a poder dar porque Él ha visto tu fieldad. But you cannot live in the moments of time that you think you've lost. Because in God's perfect time, He's going to allow these things to happen. Where you are going to be able to travel, and you are going to be able to do, and God is going to move because you were faithful and did not live in your regrets. ¿Te lo digo en español? Que Dios y la fieldad de Dios te lo va a poder dar porque Dios ha visto tu fieldad. No podemos vivir en las cosas de nuestros pasados. Los remordimientos. ¿Qué tanto pasó? When God sees your faithfulness, He's going to move. He's going to help you. Cuando Dios mira su fieldad, Él le va a ayudar. Let's not live upon what we've missed. See, many of times we live in that. I've missed. When we live in God, God gives us that and even more. Mucha gente nada más vive en las cosas que no pudo hacer. Pero cuando vivimos en Dios, Dios nos da eso y muchísimo más. So don't find yourself saying, if only. If only. No te encuentres diciendo, ¿qué hubiera pasado? Estoy fallando, estoy extrañando todos los años de mi hija, de mi familia. Porque Dios te lo va a repasar. Y te lo va a dar. So let me pray for you, amen. Let's pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, move. Father, upon, God, this couple. I pray, minister, God, Father, onto them right now, Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, help them, God. You be upon them, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Comfort them, Father. Guide them, Lord God, in all things. I pray, God, help them, God, understand. God, that it is not the regrets, that it is not all those things, God. But if we believe, your word says all things are possible. Let's give God glory, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. See, God is going to be able to give you a joy. Dios te va a dar un gozo inexplicable. Que Dios te lo va a poder dar. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Father.